Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, John expressed his concern at the long time Sharona took in the washroom, and Coretta warned him not to try anything with her. He assured her that this would not happen, but felt she was hiding something from them. Unique decided to go to the U.S. to see her father, who was ill. Kevin said he would go too to see his father and was calling to book tickets when Rhonda phoned with the sad news that Aubrey had died. As we return to Murondoy, Unique is crying.
Oh gosh, look how long me see me father in person, and now look, he gone and dead. Daddy.
All right, baby, I know it hard, but we standing with you.
Yes, Unique, I know it's not easy losing a parent. Even though my mother died when I was very young, I know that pain.
But if I since before COVID, I ain't get to see back my father. Video call is not like touching and holding somebody. Look, it's so long. I should've gone see him.
It happened so sudden.
It's not that he was sick for a long time too. I know it hurts, hon, but you can't be so hard on yourself.
I talked to Daddy 2 days ago and he was fine. He sounded so happy. And Kevin, he was telling me that everything gonna be okay with me and you.
Same thing he told me last minute. He was really a good person, buddy.
He told me, just be patient, my daughter, and have understanding. And don't stop praying that no weapon formed against your marriage gonna prosper.
Amen.
He wanted to come home for Christmas. He, Mommy, and Jamari. It would have been so nice for all of us to be together again. But no, look. Oh, my father's dead. My father's dead.
You got to think about all the good times you had with him, Unique.
Yes, I know that his spirit gonna be watching over you, babes.
I still have dreams about my mother, even though she's been gone for so long. They never really leave us.
Daddy ain't gonna get to see Jamari grow up, though. My brother's just 7 years old and he don't have a father anymore. Oh, Daddy, why you do this to me? Oh gosh.
Alright, baby, alright, everything gonna be okay, Unique.
I still never gonna me to grandfather. She not even give a whole laugh with your grandfather.
You will share your memories with her, Unique. She will get to know him through you.
Babes and I can play me part too and make sure she know what kind of man he was.
I just want my father to wake up. I want him to wake up. This is too much for me, Daddy. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Unique, calm down. To do something, she can break up everything.
Unique. Unique. No. Get it behind yourself, you know.
Sharona, you okay?
Yes, Miss Coretta.
So why are you playing with your food? It didn't taste good?
No, it tastes really nice. I just don't have much of an appetite.
Oh, what going on? Something bothering you?
Not really.
Hope John ain't bothering you. Because I would walk for he 7 days and 7 nights and pick the color he horse, coffin, and tomb.
Well, I don't like that he always watching me, but...
He always watching you?
Caught him a few times. The weird thing with him standing outside the bathroom door when I wasn't there was just uncomfortable.
Sharona, if John try anything with you, tell me right away. I can see to it that he go back to prison or end up on death announcements. I too old to condone this nonsense.
Okay.
Don't worry. I gonna talk to you again. He ain't gonna watch in your direction from now on.
Thanks, Miss Coretta.
Anything else bothering you though?
I miss home. I miss Auntie Nadira.
I hear you talking to she earlier.
Yeah.
Don't worry, man. Once you settle into your job, you can go back to Kokwani as often as you like.
I think as soon as I get my first paycheck, I'm gonna go back for a visit.
You got a little boyfriend you left up there, huh?
Boyfriend? No, Miss Coretta. I go by myself. After everything that happened to me and...
What you went through was horrible. I'm so happy we found you alive.
Till daylight today, I don't really feel like myself. Even though it happened a couple months now, sometimes I can't even sleep.
You didn't deserve that. No young girl deserves to be trafficked. It's a big issue in this country, and I don't think we're doing enough to address it.
I just want to forget it happened and move on.
But you don't think you need help?
What kind of help?
Something like counseling?
I think I'm okay, Miss Coretta.
You sure?
I'll be fine.
Sharona, baby girl, I ain't gonna force you to go to counseling, but I am telling you it helps. You're not gonna want to tell me or Nadira some of the things you're feeling or thinking, but a counselor is trained to listen to you, not to judge, but to be confidential and helpful.
I don't think I'm ready for that, Miss Coretta. Like, I just want to pretend that none of it happened.
Okay. I ain't gonna force you. But whenever you're ready, counseling will help you a great lot.
Yes.
Sharona, I want you to feel comfortable to talk to me about anything.
Okay, Miss Coretta.
You come here for a purpose. You got to keep focused. They're going to get plenty distractions and people who come to take advantage of you.
I ain't going to let nobody take advantage of me again. I mean it. I got to stand up for myself.
I'm glad to hear you talking like that.
Nobody will ever trick me again. Never.
Kevin, we got to do something. It's more than 2 hours and Unique can stop crying.
Maybe I can make her some tea and maybe add something to it so she can sleep, man. I got some hot water in the kettle. It won't take long.
Yes, do that.
All right, give me a few.
Unique.
Divine, I can't feel nothing. I can't catch myself. I feel so numb. Tell me it's a dream. Tell me I'm dreaming my father dead.
It's too gonna pass, Unique.
I feel like nothing makes sense anymore. It's like my life is one long tragedy.
Sometimes we got to go through things in life to make us stronger, Unique.
Only father dying will make me stronger, Divine. I have one less person in my life who I can confide in. One less person who can encourage me.
Olas pasi to comfort me, daddy.
I'm so sorry, hon.
I can't handle this. I feel like I'm going crazy. What am I supposed to do now, eh? I can watch me find a light in a box device. How am I supposed to handle that?
You're not alone, Yannick. You won't be alone.
Yannick, look. Yannick, look, babes. Drink some tea. You had nothing to eat all day.
Okay.
Look here.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'm so glad Yannick's sleeping, Kevin. It's so cool out here on the veranda.
Divine, thank you so much for being here for us.
Hopefully she can get a few hours.
Yeah, man. It's been a lot since Aubrey died, you know. Thank God Mommy and Miss Dinah helping out with Iceland.
Kevin, I want to talk to you about something.
Sure. No problem.
I'm really worried about you, Nick's mental health.
I don't think you could be more worried than me.
So what we can do, now that her father dead and she's not handling it well, things can only get worse if she doesn't get some help.
Some grief counseling or something might help, you know.
Whatever we need to do, we have to do it.
But you know what? Yannick got to be willing to do it. We can't force her into something she don't want to do.
I know, but she's in pain, Kevin, and we can't continue to watch her suffer.
I agree.
When is the funeral?
Maybe next 2 weeks. Miss Rhonda Nall is a mess. Anyway, some of Mr. Aubrey's friends can help her to bring his body over.
This is a lot.
You telling me? Even little Jamari crying all the time. Nobody expect this, Divine. Nobody.
I wonder if he used to go to the doctor and do regular checks.
Well, that is the thing. I don't know.
People really need to start making it a practice of checking with the doctor regularly. We shouldn't wait until we get sick.
That is it. Maybe some deaths can be avoided if people went to their doctors regularly.
I make sure I try with Daddy and Auntie Monica. I know what it's like to lose a parent and I want them to be around as long as possible.
Same thing with mine. Although Daddy had the accident years ago, his life changed. I wish we could bring him home.
Hopefully one day.
I would love for Iceland to meet him.
Would be nice to see his granddaughter.
I need some counseling myself, you know.
Do it, Kevin. Even the strongest of us need help sometimes.
Yeah, bye.
Kevin, I want to ask you something.
What's that?
It's about Zeno. Something going on between y'all?
No, Divine. Nothing is going on between me and Zeno. I would never do that to Yannick.
You sure? Because of the karaoke, you look really friendly with one another.
We're just friends. I promise you, Divine, I would never cheat on Yannick. If it comes to that, it's best we divorce.
Okay.
I love your friend Bajino. You know.
I know you love her and I want things to work out. I know you want more children, but think about Yannick's mental health.
Well, with the death of her father now, I think maybe it's time to give up on that dream.
A miracle might happen where Yannick on her own decides she wants another child. Maybe to fill the void of losing her father. Maybe you'll even be blessed with a boy.
You think so?
Maybe. Who knows how it can affect her. We just got to support her and see that she gets the help she needs.
This is a long storm me and Yannick going through, you know. At the end of it, I hope we get through it together. As better people.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.